When was the last time you felt truly valued at work? Not just for completing tasks, but genuinely appreciated for your unique contributions. In today's competitive business landscape, the ability to recognize and reward employees effectively has become the defining characteristic separating thriving organizations from struggling ones. Bob Nelson's groundbreaking work, 1501 Ways to Reward Employees, has transformed how companies approach motivation, becoming a cornerstone text for managers worldwide with over 3.5 million copies sold. This isn't just another management book. It's been embraced by leaders at 80% of Fortune 500 companies who recognize its practical wisdom. Nelson, who studied under management legend Peter Drucker, distilled decades of research into actionable strategies that have revolutionized workplace cultures across industries. As we navigate increasingly complex work environments with multi-generational workforces and remote teams, understanding the science and art of employee recognition has never been more crucial. Today's workplace is experiencing a fundamental shift in what motivates employees. While conventional wisdom has long held that money is the primary driver of performance, extensive research from organizations like Gallup and Deloitte consistently shows that employees crave something deeper: respect, trust, autonomy, and most importantly, meaningful appreciation for their contributions. This shift is particularly pronounced among millennials and Gen Z workers, who prioritize purpose and recognition over traditional compensation packages. This recognition revolution is transforming how organizations operate at every level. When employees receive meaningful recognition, they become 5 times more likely to feel valued, 7 times more likely to stay with their company, 6 times more likely to invest in the organization, and 11 times more likely to feel completely committed. These aren't just feel-good statistics, they translate directly to business results. Companies with highly engaged employees enjoy 25% higher productivity, significantly lower turnover risk, and impressive financial benefits, including 19% higher operating income and 28% increase in earnings per share. Organizations like Google, Microsoft, and Adobe have redesigned their entire performance management systems around regular recognition and feedback, moving away from traditional annual reviews. Effective recognition manifests in multiple forms, each serving a distinct purpose in the employee experience. At its core, recognition is a positive consequence provided for desired behavior or results, acknowledgement, approval, or gratitude that makes employees feel seen and valued. It breaks down into 3 essential types. Formal recognition, structured programs like President's Awards, milestone celebrations, and achievement ceremonies. Informal recognition, spontaneous gestures like bringing in donuts to celebrate a team win, public praise in meetings or team outings, and day-to-day recognition, regular feedback, simple thank yous, and acknowledgement of small wins in daily interactions. The most powerful forms of recognition often cost little or nothing but require thoughtful implementation. While monetary rewards have their place, research from behavioral economists shows they're less effective than non-cash items because they lack personalization, hinder relationship development, and fail to establish clear connections between behavior and incentive. Additionally, traditional compensation structures like annual reviews and salary increases happen too infrequently to motivate effectively. Today's workforce needs recognition on a more frequent, even daily basis, with studies showing that employees who receive regular recognition are 20% more likely to be innovative at work. Consider the contrast between Circuit City and Best Buy during the 2007 recession. Circuit City laid off 3,400 experienced salespeople to cut costs, leading to plummeting performance and eventual bankruptcy. Meanwhile, Best Buy implemented ROW, results-only work environment, giving employees flexibility while focusing on outcomes. This recognition-centered approach boosted morale, reduced turnover by 90% in participating departments, increased productivity by 41%, and improved sales despite economic challenges. Similar success stories can be found at companies like Zappos, which built its entire culture around employee empowerment and recognition, and Southwest Airlines, where celebration and appreciation are core values. The fundamental principle driving this revolution is simple. You get what you reward. Behaviors that receive positive consequences tend to be repeated, a principle backed by decades of psychological research. Recognition isn't just about being nice, it's about acknowledging specific achievements that align with organizational goals, creating a self-fulfilling cycle that reinforces desired behavior and performance. Leading organizations are now implementing recognition programs that are frequent, specific, timely, and aligned with company values, creating a culture where appreciation is woven into the fabric of daily work life. Not all recognition is created equal. The most effective recognition follows specific principles that maximize its impact on employee motivation and performance. Understanding these principles transforms recognition from a nice gesture into a powerful management tool. First, recognition must be contingent on meaningful accomplishment, rather than given just to be nice or to make employees like you. When recognition is directly linked to specific performance objectives, values, and behaviors that impact success, it creates a clear connection that reinforces what you want to see repeated. This contingency principle helps employees understand exactly what actions and outcomes the organization values. Timing is equally crucial. Recognition should be given as soon as possible after the desired behavior occurs. The longer the delay between performance and recognition, the weaker the connection becomes in the employee's mind. Immediate recognition creates a stronger psychological association between the behavior and the positive consequence, significantly increasing the likelihood of repetition. Specificity transforms generic praise into meaningful feedback. Rather than saying, "good job," effective recognition identifies exactly what was done well. Your detailed analysis in the quarterly report helped us identify 3 new cost-saving opportunities. This specificity serves the practical purpose of clarifying what you value, making it more likely to be repeated, while giving employees concrete feedback about their strengths. Perhaps most importantly, recognition must be meaningful to the recipient. A manager who gives someone who already has dozens of plaques yet another one might actually demotivate rather than motivate them. The ASAP cubed formula provides a helpful framework. As soon, as sincere, as specific, as personal, as positive, and as proactive as possible. High-quality recognition communicates, "I saw what you did, I appreciate it, here's why it's important, and here's how it makes me feel." Research shows that simple praise represents 4 of the top 10 motivators when employees do good work. Personal praise, face-to-face thanks, written praise, notes or formal letters, electronic praise, email or voicemail acknowledgement, and public praise, recognition in front of others. While these might seem similar, each provides different value to employees. Being praised face-to-face differs significantly from receiving an email or being recognized publicly. The relationship between employees and their direct supervisors is the single most important variable in productivity and loyalty. Recognition is most meaningful when it comes from one's immediate manager rather than HR. While HR can manage formal recognition programs, managers are responsible for the more impactful day-to-day recognition that employees value most. As the saying goes, people leave managers, not companies. A recognition culture enables individuals at all levels to freely acknowledge contributions, creating an environment where people feel trusted, respected, and excited about both individual and organizational successes. This culture doesn't happen by accident. It requires deliberate strategy and consistent implementation. Executive management sets the tone for employee treatment throughout the organization. When leaders personally practice recognition, they establish it as an organizational priority. There's no more powerful strategy for sustaining recognition than having top managers visibly recognize employees, effectively communicating, "If I can make time for this, no one else has an excuse not to." This modeling behavior cascades throughout the organization, creating a sustainable recognition culture. Companies like Zappos demonstrate this principle through their culture-first approach, where former CEO Tony Hsieh focused on making people happy, resulting in superior customer service and passionate employees. Similarly, Marriott International exemplifies commitment to personal growth and development through its culture of opportunity. CEO Bill Marriott Jr. started a blog at age 74 to create direct communication with employees and customers, sharing personal stories to humanize the company. Many senior leaders at Marriott rose through the ranks. Their head of North American lodging operations started as a waiter, while their international hotel's head began as a security guard. This focus on internal advancement demonstrates the company's core value. If we take care of our people, they take care of our customers. Sustaining a recognition culture requires personal strategies and support systems. Effective approaches include linking recognition to daily planning systems, establishing buddy systems where colleagues provide mutual accountability, announcing recognition efforts in staff meetings to invite feedback, scheduling regular one-on-one meetings with employees, and creating structured time for recognition even during busy periods. The Walt Disney World Dolphin Resort exemplifies recognition under pressure through 5-minute chats, refreshment stations during peak periods, and wow cards for quick acknowledgments. To keep recognition fresh, organizations should introduce variety, create new recognition opportunities and levels, enhance scorekeeping processes, and measure impact through employee surveys, skills assessment, behavior tracking, and results evaluation. Peer-to-peer recognition has emerged as a fundamental trend in recognition practices. This approach empowers employees to recognize colleagues through various mechanisms. QSource's Angels Among Us tribute tables, Montana's Cookhouse's intranet feedback system, SC Johnson's peer nominations with standing ovations, and La Posada's redeemable You're a Star cards. These systems expand recognition beyond the traditional manager-employee dynamic, creating a more comprehensive culture where appreciation flows in all directions. The landscape of employee rewards continues to evolve, with experiential rewards representing the cutting edge of employee incentives. Moving beyond traditional merchandise and monetary rewards, companies now offer memorable experiences that create lasting impressions and strengthen team bonds. Dimension Data Canada appoints a chief fun officer with budget for monthly team activities. Radio Flyer hosts heritage celebrations with tricycle races. Circles gives executives personalized experiences like special sports events. Quantum Design offers executives vacation properties to employees. Architectural firm Domini & Associates takes all employees and guests on week-long ski trips. Marsh hosts top performers at Dude Ranches. Flying High Pizzeria arranges international trips. Texas Roadhouse treats employees to luxury hotel stays and concerts. Restaurant Equipment World celebrates million-dollar sales milestones with cooking classes, pottery workshops, and adventure activities. These experiences create lasting memories and strengthen team bonds beyond what traditional rewards can accomplish. Research shows that 77% of American workers rank destination trips as positive motivators. These rewards offer exclusivity, team-building opportunities, and bragging value that continue to motivate long after the experience ends. Companies are also increasingly incorporating wellness and work-life balance incentives to support employee well-being. Patagonia founder Yvonne Schunard empowers employees with flexible time off as long as work gets done. Analysis Group offers 12-week paid maternity leave with part-time options, while FTIN provides nutrition workshops, free breakfast, and ergonomic workstations. Organizations like Protective Life use Virgin Health Miles to reward healthy behaviors with up to $400 annually. Environmental consciousness has also entered the incentive space. Radio Flyer pays employees 55 cents per mile to bike to work and has an employee-run environmental committee addressing carbon footprints at home and work. Major corporations like Genentech, Intuit, Cisco Systems, and Dow Chemical are adopting greener cafeteria policies, using biodegradable packaging made from sugarcane and corn, recycling cooking oil into biofuel, and composting food waste. Charitable giving and community service have become integral parts of recognition programs. Austin Medical Center switched to chamber bucks that can only be spent at local chamber businesses, putting thousands back into the community while recognizing employees for service milestones and achievements. Texas Roadhouse combines business conferences with community service, having attendees stuff care packages for soldiers and serve meals to the homeless. These approaches boost employee morale while helping communities, creating a powerful combination of personal and social rewards. Today's businesses face unprecedented challenges in attracting, motivating, and retaining workers. Despite periods of high unemployment, finding top talent has become increasingly difficult, with 84% of employees planning job changes in the coming year. New technologies have transformed both job-seeking and hiring processes, while a new generation of independent, transient workers creates different workplace expectations. The first major trend is the growing shortage of skilled workers. Despite historically high unemployment at times, businesses face a critical shortage of talented workers with education and skills that make immediate impact. As economic growth accelerates, talent shortages in healthcare, science, and IT remain acute. This represents a long-term demographic trend, with population growth in major economies falling below replacement rates while workplaces demand increasingly higher skill levels. The second trend is the millennial influence on workplace dynamics. Millennials bring different attitudes about job selection, work-life balance, and technology use. As the first truly globalized generation, they're comfortable operating across cultures in a borderless digital world. They blur work-personal boundaries, having grown up in a 24/7 environment. For them, the workplace isn't just about work, it's for social interaction, shared learning, and finding meaning. While ambitious and impatient about career advancement, they bring tremendous skills. They're techno-wizards, quick learners, resourceful, optimistic, and high-achieving. The third trend is the rise of contingent workers who operate independently. This offers employers flexibility, but creates challenges in retaining critical talent and protecting intellectual property. Effective strategies include meaningful orientation, ongoing communication, flexible schedules, skill development opportunities, varied assignments, business services, and inclusion in company activities. Most importantly, treating contingent workers as valued team members rather than second-class citizens is essential for quality performance. The fourth trend is the evolution of virtual workplaces. The virtual environment requires deliberate recognition strategies. Managers must prioritize face time, with companies like the Ken Blanchard Companies mandating bi-weekly one-on-ones between managers and reports. Building trust is crucial. A MasteryWorks survey found trusting relationships with managers was the primary factor in employee retention decisions. For virtual teams, managers must proactively foster teamwork through inclusive meetings and regular recognition. Communication should increase proportionally with distance. The fifth trend is globalization's impact on talent management. Globalization has transformed talent acquisition and deployment, allowing businesses to source skilled professionals from anywhere in the world. This presents unique challenges as businesses transition from locally defined workforces to global talent pools. U.S. companies expanding globally must understand cultural attitudes and business practices. What motivates American employees might offend workers elsewhere. In Germany, for example, public recognition embarrasses workers rather than energizes them, while some Asian cultures view American-style praise as a sign of insecurity. During difficult economic periods, employee engagement becomes even more critical. Organizations that maintain high engagement levels demonstrate remarkable resilience, with research showing they outperform others by 30-40%. Six key strategies help maintain engagement during challenging times. First, provide a clear and compelling direction. Without knowing what the organization is trying to achieve, employees struggle to find motivation. A compelling vision serves as the starting point for identifying priorities and unique competitive advantages. Companies like Zappos demonstrate this with their vision of creating happiness and mission to deliver wow, supported by 10 core values that focus on individual attributes rather than traditional business metrics. Second, maintain direct, open, and honest communication. During challenging times, many organizations make the mistake of withholding information from employees, attempting to protect them from bad news. This approach typically backfires, as closed-door meetings and hushed conversations create unease, speculation, and worst-case rumors. Effective communication should be direct, two-way, and honest, even when delivering difficult news. Third, involve employees and encourage initiative. Black & Decker's Everyone Counts program formed 39 cross-departmental teams to brainstorm ideas about training, communication, and rewards. The program generated 200 ideas, with 59 approved, including a $700,000 cost-saving material substitution. Taking initiative is crucial for making improvements and solving problems. Creating supportive environments encourages initiative, like 3M's program allowing staff to develop and fund their own product ideas without penalty for failure. Fourth, increase employee autonomy and flexibility. Autonomy and flexibility rank among top motivators for today's employees. Companies like Phelps County Bank form committees giving employees authority to solve problems, while Microsoft provides latitude in how employees approach their work. Flexible work schedules have proven particularly effective, yielding 34% reduced absenteeism, one-third fewer sick days, decreased blood pressure among employees, and over 90% of employees feeling valued. Fifth, maintain focus on career growth and development. During challenging times, employee development takes on new urgency as organizations need people to fill gaps from frozen or terminated positions. Smart managers create an inventory of readiness by understanding employees' career aspirations and interests, then matching them with emerging opportunities. Organizations can maintain development on limited budgets through online training, webinars, and in-house programs led by executives. Sixth, recognize and reward high performance. The Center for Creative Leadership suggests 5 ways to challenge employees without job changes. Assign small projects requiring new skills and time management. Create fix-it assignments emphasizing team building. Make strategic assignments developing presentation skills. Encourage coursework for intellectual growth, and provide coaching opportunities for self-awareness. The most effective managers take personal responsibility for creating a motivational environment rather than delegating it to HR or corporate leadership. Day-to-day recognition forms the foundation of effective employee motivation, with research showing employees prefer personalized, instant recognition from direct supervisors over any other motivation type. Personal praise ranks as the most important form of recognition, with employees valuing being personally thanked 88%, verbal praise 86%, managers seeking them out for commendation 82%, and public praise 61%. Effective managers systematically incorporate recognition into daily routines. Some track employee interactions with coins, others maintain talk-to lists, and some simply make it a habit to acknowledge employees as they leave each day. Written praise remains a powerful recognition tool, with companies implementing creative approaches. Hallmark Financial uses value-based cards, CalPERS employs steady as a rock note cards, and New England Aquarium offers thank you card cards with lottery incentives. Personal touches make significant impact. Marty Stowe at Paychex sent notes to employee spouses. Land's End CEO Mike Smith personally forwarded customer compliments, and Chick-fil-A's president wrote thanks on P&L sheets. Electronic praise has become increasingly important as employees spend more time interfacing with technology than colleagues. Research shows over 70% of employees value forwarded positive emails, with 65% appreciating being copied on positive messages. With workers now receiving over 200 messages daily, managers must proactively maintain human connection through technology. Group recognition can be as effective as individual recognition when implemented properly. Research shows combining individual goals with group goals increases team performance by 36%. Effective team recognition includes having upper management attend meetings, celebrating progress, encouraging peer praise, creating team mementos, conducting team building activities, and sending thank you letters to members and their families. Formal recognition programs tap into the power of public recognition while providing stability employees can rely on. They require constant attention to remain effective and must be managed carefully by tying rewards to needs, ensuring fairness, using proper timing, presenting rewards publicly, and emphasizing their value without overselling them. The U.S. Postal Service case study demonstrates recognition's power during challenging times. When Orange Post Office faced budget cuts, Postmaster David Eng motivated his team with the promise of leather jackets if they became the top-ranked office. By focusing on preventive, proactive, and positive metrics while consistently recognizing employees who went above and beyond, they achieved remarkable results, over $1.1 million in combined revenue increases and cost savings. The most effective employee motivation formula is remarkably simple yet profound in its impact. Treat employees with respect, pay them fairly, and recognize good work promptly. While competitive compensation remains important, research shows that timely, no-cost appreciation often has greater impact in making employees feel valued, particularly during challenging times or periods of organizational change. Studies indicate that 79% of employees who quit their jobs cite lack of appreciation as a key reason for leaving. Recognition should happen immediately when positive performance occurs, utilizing multiple channels of acknowledgement. This includes personal face-to-face praise, handwritten notes, electronic communications like email or company social platforms, and public recognition during team meetings or company gatherings. The key is to match the recognition method to both the achievement and the individual's preferences. Some employees thrive on public acclaim, while others prefer private acknowledgement. Recognition should celebrate both small daily wins and significant accomplishments, whether achieved individually or through team collaboration. For example, acknowledging a team member who helped a colleague meet a tight deadline is just as important as celebrating major project completions or sales milestones. Creating a recognition-centered environment provides organizations with a distinct competitive advantage by fostering a workplace where employees become genuinely dedicated to success, build stronger relationships with colleagues, and consistently strive for excellence. Companies like Google, Microsoft, and Salesforce have implemented structured recognition programs that combine formal awards with frequent informal appreciation, resulting in higher employee engagement scores and reduced turnover rates. However, maintaining such a culture requires ongoing commitment and evolution. Motivation remains a moving target that demands continuous attention and adaptation. Leaders must regularly assess their recognition practices, gather feedback, and adjust their approach based on changing workforce demographics and preferences. For instance, younger employees often prefer immediate, digital forms of recognition, while more experienced staff might value traditional forms of acknowledgement. The recognition revolution represents more than simply making employees feel good. It's fundamentally about creating sustainable business success through human connection and appreciation. Organizations that master both the art and science of recognition effectively tap into their greatest competitive advantage, the passion, creativity, and commitment of their people. This includes understanding the psychology of motivation, implementing systematic recognition processes, and training managers in effective appreciation techniques. In today's increasingly complex and competitive business environment, there may be no more important leadership skill than knowing how to effectively recognize and reward the people who make your organization work. Companies that excel at recognition typically see 12% higher productivity and 31% lower voluntary turnover rates.